Okay, in the Mishnah Chafav Mir Aleph, Lo Yita Adam Ilan Samach L'Sada Chaveray, Elam Kein Herchik Mimenu Arba Amis, Echa Gefan and Echa Kol Ilan. We already discussed that the Indian of this Mishnah is because of Avaydas HaKaren, that around the Kerem there's plowing that takes place and there are wagons that come. Although from the Gemara it's Mashma Dikras from the plowing. It says in Bavel they plowed differently, it was only two amos. So at any rate, you have to leave a makim of Dalet Amis, Sai Gefanim, Sai Gal Kolilin, Hoya Gedem Intayin, Sai Samech Legedem Mekan, Mizeh Sai Mech Legedem Mekan. What does that mean? That there's no chash anymore. If you have a wall in the middle, there's no chash anymore that the Mechrish is going to go into Yenis field. So it's Samech Mekan, Mizeh Sai Mech Mekan. I mentioned to you early in the year, I mentioned again, this Mishnah is the aside, is the Raya that the Rishonim bring, that there's no iser of klayim in a field, even if the shroshim mix out, even if the roots mix one with the other. So the Mishnah says, "Hayagedem etayim zasaymech legedem mekan zasaymech legedem mekan." That when there's a geder, it doesn't matter. I mean, because the Mishnah is in klayim also, which we had earlier. Hayashroshim yaitzim. The Tershal Chavei, right? Mami Kimul Tfachim Kdesh Le'akim Zemachrisha. Second, if my roots go into your field, so I have to make sure the roots are 3 Tfachim deep, so it doesn't get in the way of your plowing. Chayfa Bar Shiach Uma'ara Kaitis V'yared Ba'itzim Shalai. If the neighbor is digging, Kaitis V'yared Ba'itzim Shalai. Now, what does that mean? How far down is he allowed to cut the Shroshim? So that is going to be a machlokes in the Gemara in the story of Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brei Rishu on the bottom of the Yamid. So the Mishnah doesn't say, "By hoya chayfer bar shiach ma'ara," how far down it's okay. Rashi says, "Kaisis by me gimel tefachim." I don't know why Rashi says that, because the Gemara is going to be a machlokes, so we pass in kaisis ba'imik. As far down as you could go, as far down as a person digs a bar, he's allowed to cut off the other person's shroshim. Not true. I know Rashi says gimel tefachim. Rashi says gimel tefachim. Maybe Rashi's derech is to go to havamin of the Gemara. Rav Papa is going to say that what right do you have to dig my shroshim? You have no right. So he's going to answer him, "I'm digging a bar, and a bar shiach ma'ara is mutter." So I don't know. Maybe because Rashi's style is to explain a mishnah lefi the havamin of the Gemara. But the maskana, right? So where does Rashi go? The Dima Maskel of Rashi is kaitzetz, but the word kaitzetz doesn't appear in that part of the Mishnah. The word kaitzetz, which is the Dima Maskel of Rashi, is on Haya Chayfa Bashiach Ma'ara kaitzetz v'yayrit. That's why it's strange that on the word kaitzetz, Rashi should say gimel tefachim. Because even if you're not digging a Barshiach HaMara, you have to leave 3 Tfach. Barshiach HaMara is even more, it's as deep down as it goes. Well, yeah, you're right. If the Rashi would be on the first part of Mishnah, it would be good. The Nesivus is Masver, Taka, what's the Hetuv? If you're digging a bar and you hit somebody else's roots, what's taking a heta to cut away his roots? You're going to affect, you're going to dry up his zilim. You're going to be magic his zilim. Why, right? You have to cut away the roots. So, now, see, this is Masber. The Gemara is going to say, Yeshua made a takana that a person is allowed to be yainik from his friend's field. If I plant a tree, even though my yainika comes from your field, that's part of takana Eretz Yisrael, the tree, I'm allowed to be yainik from your field. But if you need the earth, you have a kadima. You could, I can't take your yanika if I'm taking it away from you. So the Nesivus says, the Hesber in the Mishnah is this: when I dig a bar, I could take away the karka from your shayra, from your roots. I can dig my bar, and now there's no karka around this part of the roots of your tree. What damages your tree is not the fact that I'm cutting your roots. If I take away the karka from all around your roots are open to the air, so you don't have anything from it. The whole purpose of roots is to be einik. So the Nesida says that the chiddush of the Mishnah isn't that you could cut off the roots. You could take away the earth from around the roots, because that's your earth. Yeshua's takana that someone could be einik from someone else is only if the other person doesn't need it. The other person could dig his bar and take away the earth. Once you take away the earth, maybe you cut away the roots, because there's no tayelis in having roots. There's no tayelis. I'm not mazik you when I cut the roots. I'm mazik you when I take away the earth that's around the roots. Cutting the roots is not the hezik. It's taking away the earth. So mainly here in the Mishnah, there's no shine. Now, it's very important what he says, because you have to remember, Abaya holds saimech, that you could be saimech beheter, and if you saimech beheter, so then you have a, after 3 years, you have a chazak, you could keep on. Abaya holds that way for sure, and Rava holds that way, like at least one shita, that if you saimech beheter, the other person can't take you away. So why here by the roots, if you send a behetta for 3 years and later on he wants to dig a bar, how can he cut it away? So teretz is this teretz, that the hetta to cut it away is not the bar. The bar is that he the atzianika Yeshua's takanos, he can be yainik as long as he doesn't need it. Once he needs it, you have no yainik. Mainly he cuts away the roots because there's no hezek in cutting away the roots. So this is the hezber in the second half of the Mishnah. Sakta Gemara, Tana, Arba Amay Sha'amru, Kidei Avaydes HaKerem. The reason for the Dalet Amis is so that there should be enough room for the work that's needed to the Kerem. Amishmuel, Vaishan Rolav Eretz Yisrael, Avavavavavavavav Shteyans. So it's not a Takana Kavua. It depends on each Medina, whatever the Derech is. The Derech in Bavel was a Charisha Beis Amis. And needed bucket of Beis Amis. Now it's Saul was Dalet Amis in America, whatever it is in America. That's all true, you have to leave. Taina mihachi. Vayita adam ilan samach vasada chaveyam kechirachik mimenu shtei amis. Bo'anan tenan arba amis. One Bryce says 2 amis, the Mishnah says 4 amis, elulab. Kiddishmuel. The Mishnayis was said in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael it's 4 amis. Shmamina. So this is the aside of the Gemara. 2 amos in Babel, 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara just brings 2 other Ikadiyamri's versions of the same din, Ikadiyamri Lam Yerba. Some started off by asking a stira. The same memory, just started with a stira. Tanan Lita Adamila Samach Sada Chaveirai Elkech Mimenu Arba'amis. Vatanya Shteyamis. The stira to the price that says 2 amos. I'm a Shmuel, so Shmuel came to answer that Kasha, like Kasha of Babel, Kamba Babel, Kamba Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings now a Maisa, 3 Maisas now in the Gemara, between Amirayim. The first one, I mentioned to you when we learned Chavbeis on the Beis, we turned here and learned this. Let's see, try to remember what was the Nakuda. Rava bar Rav Chanan and Havalei Hanodikli Amitzu de Pardisa de Rav Yosef. What was the story? Rava bar Rav Chanan had palm trees. Right by the boundary of the Pardis, the vineyard of Rabbi Yosef, Havaasi Sipuri Yasvi Bidikli. There were birds that sat in Rava's trees. Vinachsi Bipardisa Umasi Dilei. And they would fly down to Rabbi Yosef's Pardis and cause it damage. Omalais Yokites. So Rabbi Yosef said, your tree is Nazakmi. Because the birds come from your tree to my Pardis. Amalei harchiki li. What do you want? I did what it says in the Mishnah. Mishnah says marchik dalet amis. Says marchik dalet amis. The rest of it is not my responsibility. Amalei hanimili li ilanas. That's trees of the gafanim, but for a vineyard, demons fay. Anan tenan echa gafanim echa kol ilan. Either Mishnah says vineyards or trees. Amalei hanimili. Ilan le ilan gefanim le gefanim. Ilan le gefanim beim infeh. So this is the piece that we learned last week, that, not last week, it was 2 weeks ago, that Rabbi Yosef told Rava that you're not allowed to have your Elon next to my vineyard. And here right away, you ask Akasha, Pshat in the Gemara. What's Rava's fault with these birds? The birds are not his birds. What's Rava? What are you blaming Rava for the birds? What's Rava? They're not Rava's birds. The birds are on Rava's tree. And they're flying from Rava's tree onto Rabbi Yosef's field. What is Rava responsible? And Koshkein like we paskin ek Rabbi Yosef ala nizik laharchik es atzmai, unless it's gira delay. That's how we started this map. That unless it's gira delay, we paskin it's the nizik who has to be marchik himself. How is this gira delay? How is, if I put I have a tree in my backyard and birds come me alma and they land on my tree, put my tree to go to your paradise, so that's my fault? It makes no sense. What does he want from Rava? What's the problem with Rava's trees? Rava's trees are plain trees. He's not doing anything. So most Rishayim learn the Rosh, Ramban, that the story is this. There were birds on the tree of Rava. Rava didn't want the birds on the tree. They're going to eat the pears before they grow. So Rava had a guard there. He had somebody who chased away the birds. When you chase away the birds from the tree, they fly to the neighbor's paradise. So Zokta Rosh, the mazik is that Rava was being mafrichei eifis. He was chasing away the eifis, and that's mazik the paradise. And that's already gira delay, that you can understand. That's gira delay. If he shoos the birds away, and the birds go to somebody else's paradise, as I state in the Rosh, Rav Yishayim learn this way, that the issue was that it was mafriach va'ifis. What's the problem with this chat? Obvious problem. What? It's a grama. But more than that, why does he have to cut down his tree? Tell him, stop chasing away your birds. No? I mean, the mazik isn't a tree. The mazik is that he's chasing away the birds. So what are you telling him? That you're cut down your tree. Well, you cut down my tree. My tree's not mazik. It's the chasing the birds that's mazik. You have to understand this Rosh is part in Shulchan Aruch. You have to cut down the tree because when you chase away the birds, they go to the neighbor. Hashteinish. So the Chazinish says that it must be that it's like a yesha to not chase away the birds. You're a farmer. You have a tree, and the birds are ruining your tree. Of course, you're going to chase them away. It just doesn't. It won't work. Can't work that way. You're not going to chase away the bird. So, mainly he had to cut down the tree. Not such a geschmacka shot. But that's how Chazinish is masba the Rosh. Is the second Akuda in the Rosh. Let's say there's a flood coming. Let's say I live near the Mississippi River, and they're telling me that the flood waters are coming. So what do? So you start filling up sandbags. So I go to the front, right? I have a beachfront property, and I know that it's going to come in 12 hours, it's going to come flood waters. So by the edge of my beach, I put up sandbags. So what am I doing by putting up sandbags? I'm making, instead of flooding my field, it's going to go further downstream, it's going to flood my neighbor's field. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed, if a mazik is coming from the me'alma, from the veld? So you can do the same thing? So why did Rabbi Yosef do the same thing, chase away the birds? Rabbi Yosef, rubbish to Rabbi Yosef. Look, I'm putting sandbags. I mean, in his case, I'm chasing away the birds. So you also chase away the birds. No? The Gemara here seems to be mashma that I'm not allowed to deflect a hezek from coming to me if it's going to go to my neighbor. It's not emes. The Ramah says it's in Mishim Peches, Sif Beis, that if someone sees a hezek coming his way, you're allowed to build up sandbags and make the flood go somewhere else. Or any other hezek that's coming your way, you know, you have to stand and get gemazik, because if you deflect, it'll go to someone else. When I deflect it, it causes the other one to have the hezek. The Pesachei Tshuva there in Sukkot and Bay says what you're saying. The Pesachei Tshuva says that if the mazik didn't come to me yet, I'm allowed to put sandbags and make that it shouldn't come to me, even though it'll go to someone else. Or if the birds didn't come to my property yet, I could put up a scarecrow, and the birds won't come to my property. Either go to someone else, or that's his problem. If the mazik didn't come yet, so I'm allowed to deflect the hezek. The case of Rav Papa, the mazik was already there. In the case of Rav Yosef, the mazik was already in Rava's trees. Once the mazik is in someone's field, if I have a flood in my field, I can't take a broom and sweep it into your field. Once the mazik is by me, I can't push it into your field to be mazik you. I could stop it from coming to me, that I could do. And then when it comes to you, it's coming me'alma to you. But to be in the first place, but once a kavi came to me already to push it to someone else, that's what he says. That's what's us. Before it comes to me, it's not gira delay because it's coming on its own. I'm making that instead of coming to me, it should go to someone else. Once it's by me and I push it to you, so that's gira delay. So this is the pshat of Rav Rishayim in this Gemara. Beis Yosef says that Tosfos Divrei Maschil Avo Al Karchof does not hold like the Rosh. Look at Tosfos. Avo beGefanim Boitvei. Tosfos says Hu Kishenota Dekolim Kishehem Gavayim. This Tosfos, which I showed you then, and when we look at Pesach and Beis. Tosfos says that this Gemara is talking that he planted the Dekel trees when they were tall trees already. He brought in saplings, large saplings, and brought them in. Avalamnata garin, loy, the memelo kagadol v'loygiridileinu. If I plant a seed, the tree that comes afterwards is not giridilein. Just like in the Mishnah, Mechiknesi lemin abar, that the things that grow late are not giridilein. But Amish is talking that he put up the tree. When he put it up, it was a whole tree. So what the Beis Yosef, if you learn that the mazik is now chasing away the birds, so then what's trying to entice us? What is that? I planted the tree with a seed. I planted the tree with a tree. Well, then how did a tree got here? There's no nafkamin in the world how a tree got here. The mazik is not the tree. The tree causes that when I chase away the birds, I'm a mazik. But the whole... Taisus mukhuf not that way. There's mukhuf in Taisus that putting up a tree somehow, like we said the other day, that certain things, like a ruach mitzuyah, natural a wind, is considered part of your maisa. Taisus are karcha holds. You put up the kolim, it's a natural thing that birds come to the kolim, and then it's natural they fly to the paradise next door. And therefore you're a mazik. You're a mazik because that's just what happens. There are certain things that you do, and you know that this is the consequence. This is going to come. And the Tosfos holds, a chiddush, that Tosfos holds, that's gira delay. If you put up something and the creatures come later and they're mazik, that's called gira delay. That's Tosfos shita, not like, I think, Tosfos das Yofi. Very, very hard time understanding Tosfos. How it's gira delay, I don't think anybody can explain to me how if I put up a tree, and the birds come later, and then they fly to the paradise. Well, that's called Giradu. It's very, very difficult. But actually, yeah, that's Taisa Shita. So the question we had the other time was on Chaf Beis and the Beis, it said when you put a sulam near a shayvach, the shayvach has pigeons, and you're putting your ladder near the shayvach, the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yaisi, it should be mutter. Like Rabbi Yaisi, why can't I put a tree near the shayvach? So the Gemara said that it's called Gira Delay because we're chayshish that this Nemiya, this creature, is on the ladder, and when I put it near the Shaivach, it's going to jump straight off from the ladder onto the Shaivach. So Chashtay, that Gemara is very understandable. It's Gira Delay. If I put a ladder with a Nemiya, it's Gira Delay. But it's Mamish, the same as Agamara, and it's Tirat Agamara. The same case, there you're putting up a ladder, which if it doesn't have a Nemiya, I put up a ladder, and later the Nemiya comes, and climbs up the ladder, and jumps onto the Shaiva. The Gemara there says, it's not Gira Delay. And when I put up a deckel tree, and later the birds come, and they use it to go to your paradise, that is Gira Delay. So that Stivus HaSugyas seems to be a major problem. I mentioned to you last time, I don't know why no one there? I don't remember if I found anybody who has the kasher. Yeah, did I remember? But it seems to be a steer to a Gemara. Why did I put up a ladder? You say if I put up a ladder and a creature comes later and climbs up the ladder and he damages your birds, that's not Gira Delay. And I put up a tree and a bird comes later, then it is Gira Delay. So that difference is a very hard difference to understand. Especially because the Chazon Ish learned the end of Gemara that it's only also by a sulan and a kalpa. A sulan that you put, you take back, you put, you take back. But a sulan kavua, the Chazon Ish said, is mutter. So you only put it up once. Chazon Ish said, if you only put it up once, you can make sure that one time that there's no nemiya on the ladder. There's no animals on the ladder. He said, it's mutter. A dekel is also something you put up once. So Mimela, we have a double kash on Taisis. We don't understand Shad and Tysis, why it's Gira Delay to put up a tree. The birds come later. And secondly, it seems to be a stira in the two sugyas. So I don't know how I would explain Tysis. I was taking a bechina and I had to explain Tysis Shita. The only way out, I would say, is that the Ramban brings Yesh Mefarshim that the din of Lo Yita Ilan, this din of Ilan Samach LeGefen is a Chumra. It's not Ikra Din. It's Tevei HaChumra. Then the Ramban says that not the Mashmoy is HaGemara. Gemara's Mashmoy is Ikra Din. The Ramban rejects the Shita. Same thing, the Ritva brings the same. It brings Yeshayim Redis LeChumra. So it's not Mashmoy from the Gemara. I can only understand that Yeshayim Redis this is a Chumra would be Taisus. That Yeshayim Redis Taisus, this is a Chumra. Even then, it's not mashma lashon of Taisus. Taisus mashma to mamish Gira Delay. But I just don't know another way out to understand, to explain the Taisus. So, akapanim in halacha, it's brought the Rosh Hashitah. But the chashir is because they're going to be mafriach the birds, and the birds are going to be mazikah. So that's the first maisa in the Gemara, the maisa of Rava, Baruch Hanan, and Rabbi Yaisi. Maisa number two. Oh wait, the end of Maisa number one. So he was makabel. The says Rava was makabel that he has to cut down the tree. Amalei, I know like Kaitzna, but I'm not the one cutting this down. Dama Rav, I declare the Torah and Kabbalah will mix it. A dekel that has fruits that are edible, a kava fruits, also will mix it. Now let it cut it down. Vam Rav Chanina, lo shachiv shichas b'ri el dekatz tanisa b'leiz imnet. He said that his son died by his son was a tzaddik. Couldn't find any other reason he died, except that he cut down a taina tree when it was still growing, it was still giving fruits. Mari, nichalei, nichalei. If you want, you can cut it down. I'm not cutting down this tree. So So this everybody knows. Even Jews who don't know anything know that you don't cut down a fruit tree, because everyone likes spooky stories, and you want to get someone to be frum, spook them out, and so that's what the Gemara does. The Gemara says, cutting a tree, a fruit tree, is awesome.
It's like
you're
saying,
what the Gemara says is the following. The Gemara says, "Hani mili," that the fruit is worth more than the wood. But if the wood is worth more than the fruit, then you're allowed to cut it down.
That's
such a technical
command. That's because
of the status that you need to say, obviously, the wood is worth more than the fruit. That's the rush. That's the Gemara to say that. Remembering the rush. So Gemara says, if the wood is worth more than the fruit, you're allowed to cut it down for the wood. What? All the fruit forever of all the years. I'm with them smashed for this year. So it seems to be. It says the fruit's worth, the trees, if the wood is worth more than the fruit, then you're allowed to. As I state in Gemara. And the Rosh there says, Hu Hadin, if the space, if you cut down the tree and you have space in your chatzar, and that's worth more to you than the fruits, Hu Hadin. Same thing. You're allowed to cut it down if you need the space. And this Rosh is brought in, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this all in, it's brought in the Taz, in Yardayas, in the Kufta Zayin, it's cut in Vav, Kufta Zayin is Dvarim Hasur, and Mishum Sakana, and the Taz there brings this halacha, but he's Mishana the Lashon. The way the Taz says it, you're allowed to cut down the tree if you want to build there. Let's say you want to build, you want to extend your house into the fruit tree, the Taz says you're allowed to do it. B'shem HaRosh. So if you have such a rush and such a taz, why is the whole belt all, no, people don't do this. People don't cut down fruit trees even to extend the house. So the answer is that there's a large kavutz of achrayim that argue with the taz. The mitziv, the Meshav Dover, has a tshuva. And it's significant that it's a Nitziv, because Nitziv is a Baal Halacha. And he has a Chelek Beis, Tshuva Nun Vav, a Tshuva, and he says the following. He says the din of destroying useful things is Aser, has nothing to do with trees. Baal Tashkes, not destroy anything. The din of a tree is more Chamor. It can't be that you're going to tell me the tree, now I'll cut down the tree because it's worth more standing. See, now destroy anything. It's just time to destroy it. A tree is more chomer. In what way is it more chomer? He says two things. He says a tree, you're only allowed to cut down a tree if you have payrus from it right away. The Gemara says if you have wood, the wood is worth more than the fruit, you're allowed to cut down the tree. What's the hesbin? Because the wood, those are the peiris. You're having peiris from the tree. Peiris of a tree whose wood is worth more than its fruit, the peiris is the wood. He says the Taz made a mistake. He didn't understand the Rosh. The Rosh does not say you're allowed to knock down a tree to build in the place where the tree is. That's not what he says. He says you're allowed to knock down a tree if you need the space where the tree is. Which means, like the Rosh, as soon as I cut down the tree, I'm going to have peiris. I'm going to have the space which I want to use for to build a sukkah. I want to use whatever it is I want to do in the backyard that the tree's in the way. But not to build again, not to build the sukkah. Because that's to build afterwards. It has to be the sukkah's already there. And as soon as I cut down the tree, now I'll have a sukkah. Or as soon as I cut down the tree, now I'll have a yard. Whatever it is, it has to be that as soon as I cut it down, I have the payers. To cut it down, to get payers later, to build, that, Zakhtar Nitziv, is awesome. That's one taina. And the second taina, that the Rambam brings the Isser of Ketzitzas Ilanos, and he does not bring the Rosh's Kula. So Mehechi Tesi, to pass in like this Rosh. if the Rambam argues, Chamira Sekanta Meisura, so we're not going to be slendach on the Rosh Hashanah. Because maybe the Rambam argues. These are the tainis of the Netziv. The first taina, Kamach Rangim Hol. The second taina, seems the Chayadim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they both bring, they don't bring the Rosh, they bring the Issa, they leave out the Rosh. Shulchan Aruch Harav rather does bring the Rosh. Shulchan Aruch Harav says it's mutter. It says even if the tree is just making it dark, you don't have light because it's over your window. Shulchan Aruch Harav also holds its mutter. But the reason the Velt is machmir is because of this taina, that the Rosh is only talking when the peri is available right away. The benefit is immediate. And is only talking, and even then, the Rambam argues, the Rambam holds you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree yet. So we have this one sichsuch. We have a second sichsuch. It's a Mishlah Melech. In Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah Melech says that the Isser is only to cut down the whole tree. But if you want to cut off a branch of the tree, let's say you have a branch of your tree that's blocking the sunlight by your window. You don't want to cut down the whole tree. Chayav the Maaseh, not cut down the whole tree. But you want to cut a branch. Huh? Why would you think? So he says that it's mutter. He says cutting down a branch. Tamid asks because Lamaisi is cutting down part of a fruit tree. He says you're allowed to cut a branch. What's he doing in Hilchas Yisur and Mizbeach? What does he have to do with Mizbeach? So the Makar is in the beginning of the first Mishnah in the second parak of Masechtas Midas. It says that they used to use what type of wood on the Mizbeach? They used Atzei Te'ema. They used wood from fig trees. So the Be'er Sheva, which is a Pirush on Midas, Be'er Sheva asks, how could they cut down a fig tree? Now they cut a fruit tree. Shmelech answers that branches you're allowed to cut. What branches you're allowed to cut? He calls that the Achrayim, the Chavisyar as a tshuva, is makel only if there's no other Eitzah. To cut down even a branch of a fruit tree, only if there's no other eitzah. He says you try to find an eitzah not to, because that's a pasha. The Be'er Sheva holds cutting branches is awesome. What? A branch does not grow back. That's not true. A branch does not. If you cut a branch down to the trunk, it's not going to grow back. And he holds it's awesome. There's a third inyan. I'm mentioning all three. If you take all three together, it could be megal. The third is a shaila if l'dvar mitzvah it's mutter. Shuv in the Har Tzvi, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Aleph, Hilchos Sukkah. Somebody has a branch of going over his sukkah. He can't say his pastels his sukkah. So the Har Tzvi is megal if you take together all the kulas. The kula that you have a benefit right away of the Netziv, the way Netziv learns the Rosh, and the kula of Mishlo Melech, which only cutting a branch, and the third kula to Dvar Mitzvah, and with all three together, he says you could do it Al Yedei Goy. You should hire a guy, let the guy do it, and not a Yid. So he doesn't explain, but L'chaira, you have to build the Sukkah first. Cut the branches. You worry about Tassel and Asim. So I guess you have to build the walls of the sukkah right away. You put up the stack right away. But I once had someone ask me this shaila about a basketball hoop. He put a basketball hoop up on his garage, and he had a tree branch that was makiv on the backyard being a basketball court. So here you have the Netziv, the Rosh, and you have the Mishlo Melech. You don't have the, it's not a bar mitzvah stump, the basketball hoop. So the two together, then you do it Al Yedei Goy. So maybe it could be Nekel. Depends how But Akoponim, yesh, I mean, this must be Mekel in such a case, but Akoponim, these are the three Sufsuchim in cutting down a tree. Trees are very resourceful. They don't die so easily by itself. If they're things, you're not mechuyif to keep them alive. One thing is clear: a tree that does not have fruit, you're allowed to cut. And a tree that has fruit that's not edible, you're also allowed to cut. I remember people more than once asked Rav Palmer Shaila about a fruit tree. He asked them, "Is the fruit edible?" And they said it's not edible. He said they can cut it with a chetzila. Chinese people. It's mochum the Gemara. The Gemara says if it brings a kafa de peri, if it grows a certain amount of peris, you're allowed to cut it. Otherwise, you're allowed to cut it. But they said that's klar. I don't know if people are superstitious about that also. I don't think in the Paiskim there's any such thing. I once had a fellow who called me about his extending his house, and there was a tree, and he asked me if he can cut it down. I asked him, this fruit? He said, no fruit. I said, you can cut it down. So he asked me, is there anybody, he was afraid, I told him you could, we'll cut it down, and then we'll find out from other people that it's awesome. You know, there are other, he asked me, any Rabbanu who asks, Siddish Rabbanu, Svarish Rabbanu, anybody who asks? So I said, ask them, I don't think so, but ask them. He was so yare from it. So I told him, look, I know you. You don't daven with minyan all week from Shabbos to Shabbos. Cut down the tree and start davening with minyan a whole week. I guarantee you it's a bigger shmira to daven with minyan than to not cut down a tree. So he tells me, he says, listen, I didn't ask you about that. That wasn't a shaila I asked you about davening with minyan. I asked you about cutting down trees. You know, cutting down trees is very frum. The minyan, you know, he feels a little frum. I let my ball straighten it out with God. But the Leilam Hazeh, you know, okay, so that's the world we live in. Rakoponim, now the shaila here is, why did he tell him, I'm not cutting down this tree, you cut down the tree. Or you cut down the tree. You're not going to cut down the tree either. So Rav Yaakov Emdin holds that even when you're allowed to cut down a fruit tree al pidin, it's still a sakana. That's what Rav Yaakov Emdin says from this Gemara. So what do you mean he's telling him, you cut it down? If it's also to cut it down, why is he telling him, you cut it down? Rav Yaakov Emdin says, even when you're allowed to cut it down, because cutting it down is a benefit, it's still a sakana. So there are those who, you see, and I know, and others who argue, they say, what do you mean? If it's mutter, then it's not a sakana. It's only a sakana because it's us. But the old pastor of Yaakov Emdin, that even the mutter, not mutter, people don't cut down fruit trees. I'll tell you, if you have a case where you have to get a guy to cut it down, don't pay him. Don't pay him. And certainly not beforehand. Remember, we learned early in the year, Yad Evet Ki Yad Rabbi. Yeah, I'm sorry, Yad Payo Ki Yad Rabbi. Even though we say Ein Shliach L'Arzeira and Ein Shliach L'Akum, but Master Frank said that Yad Payo Ki Yad Rabbi, if you hire someone, his hand is an extension of your hand. Master Frank said, if a guy builds a makkah, this is your payol, you have a kind of mitzvah. This Yad Payo Ki Yad Rabbi. So I think Rabbi Yosef writes, and it's true about cutting down trees, to try not to pay him. At least if you have to pay him later. But you know, he's a gardener, let him do other things. What? Yeah, Pelkid Rabbi? You can't create a Lashma. It's missing Lashma because it's missing at the pile. And anyway, this is the thing of Yad. Today, there's a Russian contractor who moves trees. Makes money. I know him. He told me he digs large ditches. He digs all the way down. He brings in a tractor. He digs, and they pull the whole big tree. They pull it 5, 6, 7, 8 feet with its roots, and they pull it aside. I mean, it costs a nice few dollars. But people don't want to cut down trees. It's a fruit tree, it's mikradim. So he pulls it. I don't know exactly how he does it. He trims the roots from his thumb. I can't. The roots go 25 amis. You can't dig a 25 amis ditch. Is he a Jewish fellow? I know very well. He is from Russia. Tyre he is. And he knows this halacha like, you know, Mishaburi never learned. But not cutting out fruit trees. He knew in Russia. He doesn't cut down a fruit tree. It's a kibbutz land. Yeah, only Paris. I don't know one pasuk that asks as a tree that's not Paris. No one even talks about it. Except people. But, you know, people say, Adam eats asada, you know, I cut any tree. But it doesn't say anywhere. Nowhere, anyway. Even the Rabbi Zachos writes about cutting, he also says fruit tree. So, regular tree, I wouldn't be afraid of it. The Gemara in Bavamasu Favavaman Alex. Comes from the past. Paris says, like Tashis, they not cut down Eitz Asada. Alright, story number two. Rapapa Havale Hani Dikli Amitzur Darapona, Bereid Rav Yeshua. Ozgal Ashkechei Davel Chofir Vikakot Shroshim. He's cutting his Shroshim. Amalei, my high. Why are you cutting my Shroshim? Amalei, Tinan, how you Shroshim Yaitim Sesach of Erem Mamik Shloisha Kadesh Liyakim Amachrishim. It's a mission, it's mutter. Amalei, what do you mean it's mutter? Hani Mili Shloisha. Mar, Kochofer Tfei, you're digging more than three Tfach. Amalei, I'm not a boy with Shichin Umar, it's Kochofarna. I'm busy digging water pits, water holes. Tinan, how you Chayfa Barashi Umar, Kaitis Viarit Beitim Shalai. You can cut off the Shroshim and keep the Shroshim. Amar Papa, Amri Lai Kuli, Velo Yechili Lai. Amri Lai Kuli, unusual expression. Rashi says, Hey, Vesi Lai Rayas. I brought him plenty of Rayas that it's awesome, Velo Yechili Lai, and I couldn't disprove him. So he's allowed to cut it. Ada Amri Lai, until I told him the following argument. Had Amar of Yehuda, Meitzer Shaziko Bei Rabim, Asa Lekalkalai. A place that a Rabim was already Mosik in, you have no right to come and be Makal. And how is this a meitzer shazika by Rabin? So Rashi seems to learn we're talking about a regular chazaka. Why he brings meitzer shazika by Rabin? We talk about a regular chazaka. It's hard to understand. Tosfos Taka learns in the Tap Tosfos, the third line, Perish Rach v'Rivam, the Rabin mechziku b'mitzrei d'Rafona u'b'shusa. Someone explained this to me. How do you learn Pashup Shat? Rav Huna is who? Rav Huna is the one who owns the trees. Right? I'm sorry, Papa owns the trees. Amitzra to Rav Huna. Now Papa say to Rav Huna, don't cut down these trees because it was Rabbi Mechzikoba. Hechziko by Rabbim, also a kalkala. What was Hechziko by Rabbim? So it must mean, you can understand the Rach HaRivam, either they're not allowed to dig by Rashich and Umaris. Coincidentally, this road happens to be a road, Hechziko by Rabbim. Or maybe it means that the shade of these trees, Hechziko by Rabbim. Rabbim go down the road, and my trees give them shade. And therefore, it's Hechziko by Rabbim. Therefore, you're not allowed to get in the way. So I'm not sure which is the correct way to learn. But the Gemara says, the boss of the Nafik, Amar Amai Lo Yamri Lay, I should have said something else. I should have said, Kam Bitar Shesh Asriyam, Kam Chutz Lo Shesh Asriyam. This Gemara is important, as you've seen. Every Gemara is important. This Gemara has ramifications, as we'll see. He said that the Elon, at most, only has Yanika. No, he won. He told him, don't cut my Shroshim. He said, I should have told him that you can only have a Taina on Shroshim until 16 Amis. More than 16 Amis, trees are not Yanik. Now, you'll jump up right away and say, what are you talking about? We said, Chafei Amis. In the Mishnah, which we learned the first Mishnah in the Zman, Mechin Zei Lamed Abar, Esim V'Chomesh Amis. Roots go 25 Amis. What are you telling me, 16 Amos? So Rashi says that Afa Pisha Shrosh of the Spash and Chafer Yama, Einam Yankin Almatarta Zainam. The Peltic Chidish Mitzias. That even though roots go 25 Amos, it's only Yainik 16 Amos. So it seems that the tree is not so smart. It keeps on sending out roots. But it's too far to be Yainik liquid. It's only Yainik 16 Amos. Now this has ramifications of what I mentioned Friday. Erev Shabbos I mentioned about pouring water on the grass, on ground, there's no grass, under a bungalow. Water's, you're pouring water on the earth. So people say there's no grass. Not there. Not so. If there's a tree, now I said Friday, if there's a tree up to 25 amis away, it's aser because it's Yainik, even 25 amis away, like as we see from the end of Mishnah. But according to Rashi here, it's not true. It's only Yainik 16 amis. 16 amis is a lot less than 25 amis. That means if there's a tree within 16 amis, which is, how much is 16 amis? About 26, 27 feet. Still a distance. 27 feet is a whole lot, the width of a lot in Flatbush. So that distance, it's still Yainik. It's still have a problem that it may be Yainik. And alright, so it's not chafei, sheish esrei amos. Now Tosfos learns something else. Tosfos learns that 16 amos is the shear for a road. In Hilchos Shabbos, 16 amos is the width of a road for a shusar rabbi. So he said, I should have told him, a meitach, shizikul by rabbim, such a thing that the rabbim are using is only mutter. The rabbim can only have a taina to a width of 16 amos. More than a width of 16 amos, the rabbim really can't have a taina. So these are the two ma'asim of the Gemara. Let's learn one more piece of Gemara. Ha'yachayf and Barshio Gemara Kaitis v'yarev v'etzim shavai. Boy min ha'yakiv ha'daiva merav chista. Eitzim shalmi. It says ha'etzim shalmai, who's are they? Avalai tinisua, shrasha ilan shalhedye, tabon b'shalhegdish, lay nehenlin v'lay mayarim. It says that the roots of an elon of hedyon go into hegdish. It's also tavana, but there's no din mi elon. Iam Rabbi Shlomo vasa elon as linon. Now let's see. Who owns the roots? Are the roots the tree or are the roots the karkar? Iam Rabbi Shlomo vasa elon as linon. The roots up with the tree. Mishumachilai ma'elon. Since the tree is. Since Yamar Bishlam Basa Ilan Aslina Mishamachilai Mayalan, there's always a meal because the tree is Hedyit. So if the tree is Hedyit, you're not even Ila if you use the Shrashim, that part of the tree. Eliyamar Basa Karka Aslina, and if you learn the Shrashim, go with the Karka, so they belong to the Bala Karka, Amaylai Mayalan, it belongs to Hegdish. So it's a raya that the Shrashim go with the tree. Fet Gemara back, Elamai Basa Ilan Aslina, Ema Seif. What about the reverse? By a tree of Hegdish that comes into Karka of a Hedyon. It also says it's also about no, but you're not over Mi'ila by same Kasha. How do you have it both ways? If they do go with the tree, with the tree's Hegdish, it should be over Mi'ila. If they don't go with the tree, it should go with the Karka, it should be over Mi'ila. So if Gemara. How does a tree become hegdish? Somebody owned a tree and he's magdish it. If you hold Amy Ila Bigidulin, when you magdish something, anything that grows from it, it has a kedushas damin that it belongs to hegdish, but there's no mi'ila. And therefore, that's the case of the Sefer. Within 16 amis belongs to the tree. More than 16 amis does not belong to the tree. The achrayim here in this sugya tumul over the rule of zevizagayri. B'chayra, a tree is a typical case. What's zevizagayri? Let's say you have an animal that eats treifus and it gives milk. Is the milk mutter? The milk is mutter. Why is the milk mutter? The animal ate treifus and that's what was gairim the milk. Because Zev is Agarim, it doesn't need only treifus. And Zev is Agarim is Mutter. Two things are Agarim. then each one's any yachol by itself. You can't just turn treifas into milk. So it's mutter. Zev is egayim is mutter. So what's going? What's this whole tumul loy mayalim? Of course loy mayalim. What makes something grow? It's the what makes the shrushim grow? It's the tree plus the earth. It's both together. One is hegdish, one is hegyin. So loy nehenav loy mayalim. There's always a mila dairaisa. Zev is egayim is mutter. This one's any yachol by itself. This one's any yachol by itself. However, the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Pesach that Zev is a Goyrim, when a Goyrim is something that's Asa B'mashehu, like Chametz, is Asa. Zev is a Goyrim, if one of the Goyrim is something that's not bottle, that's Asa B'mashehu, like Chametz, what? So then it's Asa. So on Pesach, you're not allowed to drink milk that comes from cows that adds chametz on Pesach. Chametz before Pesach is bottled, is bottled, that is a garbage milk. Afterwards, it's also the milk that animal cows that eat feed that chametz thick give milk, that milk would be awesome. Same thing with eggs. Eggs are a bigger problem because they do feed, but meat also, but it's not going to happen. You're not going to, because you can't sheft. There's not enough time to sheft on Pesach. It doesn't happen with meat. What happens by us is when, again, basically eggs. You should know that eggs that are laid on Pesach, you shouldn't use on Pesach. It rarely comes up. The firm stores know, they should know, not to take in eggs on Chomayit. The firm stores buy eggs beforehand. So people, a lot of people are not aware that, you know, they can't just go buy eggs the third, fourth day for money in a supermarket. Because those eggs, quite likely, kind of were laid in the last 6 days and come from chickens that ate chametz. Therefore, I know by us we have a minhag that we buy cases of eggs before Pesach. My father always says, now you're taking a case of eggs, or 2 cases of eggs, whatever you need, before Pesach, and you have eggs for Pesach. But eggs, the chicken that eats eggs, and lays eggs, so that eats chametz and lays eggs. That's Zevus Agayim. But Yisamashu, the Magen Avraham Mishnah says us. So that's how they answer here. Hegdish also asks the Mashu. Since Hegdish asks the Mashu, so there's no heter of Zevus Agayim in this Gemara. There will be something that doesn't ask the Mashu, then it will be okay. Hey, Yosef, it's a Mister.